I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. The people of South Sudan are due to start voting on Sunday. That's when the polls open for a week-long referendum on independence. The vote is expected to sanction a split from northern Sudan and create the world's newest independent country. The referendum looks set to take place peacefully, despite tensions that still linger from Sudan's long civil war. U.S. and international observers are on the ground to monitor the vote. And so is our correspondent, Matthew Brunwasser. He sends us this report from Juba in South Sudan.
At an impromptu dance circle, youth activists of South Sudan's ruling SPLM party show their excitement for Sunday's vote. The party is made up of former leftist guerrillas who fought the Sudanese military in the bush for decades in one of the world's longest and bloodiest wars. It left some 2 million people dead.
Our heroes were here. Our fallen heroes were here. For sure, they did not die in vain. If they have youth like you to make sure that our people are coming out on the 9th through 15 to cast their vote, I think that they have seen Southern Sudan rising up to free Southern Sudan from the yoke of marginalization for the last 50 years.
Emmanuel Tiep, a law student at Juba University, is an SPLM activist.
We are Africans. We believe in Pan-Africanism, and we refuse to be Arabized and Islamized in this country.
Southern Sudanese have gone to war with Khartoum twice since Sudan became independent from Britain in 1956. The South says the central government refuses to accept Sudan's enormous ethnic and cultural diversity. Southerners mainly believe in traditional African religions and Christianity, and many bristle at the Islamic law imposed by the North. The deputy head of the SPLM, which runs Southern Sudan, is Anne Ito Leonardo. She says Sudan is very ready for Sunday.
The people are ready. The commission is ready. The materials have been taken to the places where they should be, and we've waited for this for more than 50 years. What we pray is that it remains as peaceful as the period for registration was.
Observers say the voting looks set to be smooth. Sarah Johnson is from the Carter Center in Atlanta, which was invited by the North and the South to monitor the vote.
In terms of the expectations of the people, they're very ready. In terms of the actual logistics of the vote, that also seems to be coming along very well.
But Johnson is concerned that limited voter education and the public excitement could create some bumps.
We've had so much focus on January 9th as a date that it is not clear that people know that the polling period actually will last 7 days and that they have the opportunity to vote over 7 days. So on the 9th, we anticipate that the polling stations will be quite busy.
The senior U.S. official in South Sudan, Barry Walkley, says that 6 months ago he didn't believe that the vote could possibly happen by this Sunday.
The preparations for the process were so far behind it simply did not appear possible. And here we are now, just a couple of days away, and we are all remarkably optimistic about the referendum taking place, and about the referendum taking place well organized in a peaceful, orderly manner.
South Sudan is the size of France, but it has about 30 miles of paved roads. Ballots were delivered using helicopters, motorcycles, and bicycles. Walkley says the U.S. and the international community have worked hard to help Southern Sudan because it's a strategically important place.
The last thing we need is an unstable country in this part of the world with the possibility of extending chaos into surrounding countries. We all know it is far better to prevent a disaster than it is to try to handle a disaster once it occurs.
In Juba, it's hard to find anyone who says he'll vote against breaking away from Sudan. Perhaps the only one willing to do so publicly is Sherif Adinya. He's the head of President Bashir's National Congress Party in southern Sudan.
The things that divide us are fewer than those which unite us. Sudan is united by many things, like our social, economic, and political relations. The divisions have only been created by politicians and politics. Whatever they say about separation, the South Sudanese know in their hearts that they will remain Sudanese.
Most observers expect Sudan's president, Omar al-Bashir, to accept a vote for secession. But Khartoum already has one legal opportunity to block the result. According to the election law, the voter lists were supposed to have been finished 3 months before voting. But largely because of foot-dragging by the North, observers say, they won't be ready until tomorrow. A case is making its way through Khartoum courts, which could question the legality of the vote. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, in Juba, South Sudan.